From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The housing market is showing some signs of improvement. The Commerce Department reports today construction of new homes rose at a faster-than-expected rate in January. NPR's Jim Zaroli has details.
Housing starts rose at an annual rate of 591,000 in January. That was their highest level in 6 months and represents an increase of 2.8%. Construction of single-family homes rose by 1.5%. Housing starts were strongest in the Northeast, where they rose 10%. The stronger-than-expected numbers come at a time of stepped-up federal support for the housing market, including a tax credit for first-time home buyers. The government also said building permits, which are considered a good barometer of future housing activity, were down, but the drop followed several months of unusually steep increases. Meanwhile, the National Association of Home Builders said its index of builder sentiment rose this month after falling for the two preceding months. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
President Obama is hailing the success of the Economic Recovery Act, which he signed into law a year ago today.
Our work is far from over, but we have rescued this economy from the worst of this crisis. And slowly, in new factories and research facilities and small businesses, the American people are rebuilding a better future.
The president says the $787 billion stimulus program prevented a second depression and created up to 2 million jobs. Republicans charge the program hasn't created the number of jobs the administration promised. Walgreens, the country's biggest drugstore chain, is expanding. Walgreens is buying New York's 257 Duane Reade stores. The deal is valued at more than $1 billion. Toyota is reviewing dozens of complaints about the power steering on the Corolla, the world's top-selling model. The company says if defects are found, a recall is possible. Three people are dead after a small plane crashed into a residential neighborhood in Palo Alto, California. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
A twin-engine Cessna 310 crashed shortly after takeoff in thick fog from the Palo Alto Airport, about 45 minutes south of San Francisco. It clipped a power line and broke apart. One wing fell on one house in East Palo Alto, and the rest of the plane hit the retaining wall of another house. One of the homes hit was a family-owned daycare center, but there were no children inside. In fact, there are no reports of fatalities on the ground. The crash has caused a major power outage in Palo Alto and parts of neighboring cities. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 23 points at 10,291. The NASDAQ is up 6 points at 2,220. The S&P is up 2 at 1097. This is NPR News. A suspected U.S. drone has killed at least three people in northwest Pakistan, where Washington believes al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters are based. The missile struck a home in the remote region near the Afghan border. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has called for a full investigation into how the killers of a Hamas commander in Dubai last month entered Dubai on fake British passports. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story from London.
Gordon Brown's comments came as it emerged six British citizens based in Israel had found their names on a list issued by authorities in Dubai. The list contained the names of 11 alleged accomplices wanted in connection with the murder of a Hamas commander in a Dubai hotel in January. The British citizens in Israel claimed they were victims of identity theft and had nothing to do with the killing. The British, Irish and German governments have all said passports of those nations used by the alleged assassins were fakes. With many observers pointing the finger of suspicion at Israel's Foreign Intelligence Service Mossad, Israel's Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman said there was no reason to assume Mossad was responsible for the assassination. But Lieberman did not deny involvement outright, saying Israel maintains a policy of ambiguity where security operations are concerned. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
At the Vancouver Olympics, the women's downhill skiing event begins this hour. American Lindsey Vonn is 16th in the lineup. She's favored to win, though she says it's still painful to wear ski boots because of a shin injury. Vonn has vowed to ski through the pain, which she did to win the only training run that's been completed on the slushy Whistler Mountain. Today's event is Vonn's first of five chances to win a medal. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.